Hello, and welcome to the Tally and Threat Intel Weekly Podcast for the week commencing the 18th of March, 2024. In InfoSec news this week, the Japanese tech giant Fujitsu have discovered that several of their systems were reportedly infected by malware and have issued a warning that the hackers had stolen customer data. Fujitsu is the world's sixth largest IT services provider, employing over 124,000 people with an annual revenue of almost $24 billion. Its portfolio includes computing products like servers and storage systems, software, telecoms equipment, and a range of services, including cloud solutions, systems integration, and IT consulting services. The company has a strong presence in the global market, operating in over 100 countries, also maintaining a multifaceted relationship with the Japanese government, undertaking public sector projects, getting involved in government-funded R&D projects, and playing a crucial role in the country's national security. The announcement, published late last week on the news portal, discusses a major cybersecurity incident which has, quote, compromised systems and data, including sensitive information of customers. Quote, we have confirmed the presence of malware on several of our business computers, and as a result, our internal investigation, it has been discovered that files containing personal information and information related to our customers could be illicitly removed. After confirming the presence of the malware, we promptly isolated the affected business computers and have taken measures such as strengthening the monitoring of our business partners. Fujitsu says it will continue investigating how the malware found its way onto their systems and what data was exfiltrated. Due to Fujitsu's global footprint, the implications are fairly wide-reaching, although we do not have any more confirmed information at this time. A variation of data destruction malware, known as Acid Paw, may have been deployed in attacks targeting four telecom providers in Ukraine, according to a report issued by the firm SentinelOne. The firm also confirmed connections between the malware and Acid Rain, tying it to threat actors associated with Russian military intelligence. Quote, Acid Paw's expanded capabilities enable it to better disable embedded devices including networking, IoT, RAID arrays, and possibly ICS devices running Linux x86 distributions. Acid Paw is reportedly a variant of Acid Rain, the wiper malware which was used to render Viasat KA-SAT modems inoperable at the onset of the Russia-Ukraine conflict in early 2022, in order to cripple Ukraine's military communications. It also builds on the latter's features, targeting Linux systems running on x86 architecture. Acid Rain, on the other hand, is compiled for MIPS architecture. Where Acid Rain was more generic, Acid Paw incorporates logic to target embedded devices, such as storage area networks, or SANs, network-attached storage devices, or NAS appliances, and dedicated RAID arrays. That said, both strains overlap when it comes to the use of the reboot calls and the method employed for recursive directory wiping. Also identical is the IOC TLS-based device wiping mechanism, which shares commonalities with other malware linked to the sandworm threat actor known as VPN Filter. Quote, one of the most interesting aspects of Acid Paw is its coding style, reminiscent of the pragmatic Caddy Wiper, broadly utilized against Ukrainian targets alongside notable malware such as InDestroyer 2. This C-based malware comes with a self-delete function which overwrites itself on disk at the beginning of its execution, while also employing an alternate wiping approach depending on the device type. Acid Paw has been attributed to Sandworm, which have a track record of striking Ukrainian critical infrastructure. A new method of denial of service attack called LoopDOS has recently been discovered, targeting application layer protocols, pairing networked services into an indefinite communications loop, which creates large volumes of traffic. Devised by researchers at the CISPA Center for Information Security, this attack uses the User Datagram Protocol, or UDP, impacting an estimated 300,000 hosts and networks. The attack is possible due to a vulnerability, currently being tracked as CVE-2024-2169, in the implementation of the UDP protocol, which is susceptible to IP spoofing, and does not provide sufficient packet verification. An attacker exploiting this vulnerability creates a self-perpetuating feedback mechanism which generates excessive traffic, in theory without limits, and in theory without a way to stop it, leading to a denial of service condition on the target system or an entire network. This LoopDOS relies on IP spoofing and can be triggered from a single host, which sends a single message to start the communication loop. Researchers warn that the attack is easy to exploit, however, noting that there's no evidence of active exploitation at this time. So far, vendors who have confirmed that their implementations are affected by this CVE include Broadcom, Cisco, Honeywell, Microsoft, and MikroTik. To avoid the risk of a denial of service attack via this loop DOS technique, CERT recommends installing the latest patches from these vendors to address the vulnerability and to replace products that no longer receive security updates. Thank you very much for listening to the Talion Threat Intel Weekly Podcast. Please don't hesitate to contact us should you wish to discuss any of the items outlined here. And thank you very much for listening.